insurance.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I told you Newt Gingrich, how he was a little like what Tommy tells Henry Hill in Goodfellas when he tells him, you know, Larry, you might fold under questioning. And that's exactly what he did. He's not a true conservative. And what he's doing is counterintuitive to what everybody says you need to do right now, which is move to the right to win in the primary in 2012. Don't you think?
Now, there's a caller calling into a talk radio program. Not surprised that Newt Gingrich's campaign is in danger of being over just a week after it gets started. I love these guys. You're not a true conservative. What is that, please? Define it for all of us. 800-510-8255. One of the bugaboos of discussion using words that don't have the same meaning from one person to another. However, we will not get bogged down on that because there are a lot of other things in the Newt Gingrich camp, the Donald Trump camp, the other GOP candidates that make for interesting conversation. Let's see where all of this goes. We'll take now a moment to listen to Brett Baer from Fox talking to Charles Krauthammer about Newt Gingrich's attempts to repair the damage he did over this past weekend with all that criticism of Paul Ryan's budget plan.
Let's talk about Newt Gingrich, who had an interesting interview over the weekend and has since tried to walk some of this back after a big conservative backlash. Take a listen to this.
I've said consistently, we ought to have some requirement that you either have health insurance or you post a bond, mm-hmm. or in some way you indicate you're going to be held accountable.
But that is the individual mandate, is it not?
There's a variation on it.
I am completely opposed to the Obamacare mandate on individuals. I am for the repeal of Obamacare. I am against any effort to impose a federal mandate on anyone because it is fundamentally wrong and, I believe, unconstitutional.
And that tape was put together today in response to all of this backlash. One last element on that interview over the weekend, this about Paul Ryan's budget plan.
I don't think right-wing social engineering is any more desirable than left-wing social engineering. I don't think imposing radical change from the right or the left is a very good way for a free society to operate.
And Paul Ryan responded with this in an interview, with allies like that, who needs the left? Charles, how big a deal is this?
This is a big deal. He's done. He didn't have a big chance from the beginning, but now it's over. Apart from being contradictory and incoherent, as we saw in those two bites you showed where he contradicted himself in the course of one day on the individual mandate, calling the Republican plan, which all but the four Republican members of the House have now endorsed and will be running on, calling it radical and right-wing social engineering is deadly. I mean, I think every one of these Republican candidates running for the House is going to have a Democratic opponent who's going to run an ad that you can write today. It's going to start. Even the conservative Newt Gingrich, the former leader of the Republicans in the House, says it's radical, it's social engineering. Reagan had the 11th the commandment, thou shalt not attack fellow Republicans. This is a capital offense against the 11th commandment. He won't recover.
All right. So that's Krauthammer talking on Fox about Newt Gingrich. He'll not recover. Here's what I think you can throw in your 2 cents worth. Perhaps has more weight, more balance here. I asked the question before about what a true conservative is, a use of the words, because it's been certainly bastardized over the years. The budget that Paul Ryan proposed is not right-wing social engineering. That is not, I don't see it that way. I see it as, and it even if it was, the numbers make sense. So find it somewhere else if you don't like it. Find those numbers in some of the programs. But there are a lot of programs, let's face it, plenty of them, lots of them. You could even make an argument that there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in most of the programs the federal government or the state governments or even your local government run, that it's just plain bad for the country. Bad for us individually, bad for the country. The budget that Ryan has suggested is not right-wing social engineering. But right-wing social engineering presents itself in many ways, and that is wrong. And there are plenty of other examples, not from Ryan necessarily, but from right-wingers in the Republican Party who are trying to socially engineer. And that's wrong. Not any different than the left trying to socially engineer. The country is in a morass. It's stuck in the mud. And it is mostly because of one side or the other trying to take money and socially engineer some circumstance or circumstances. The health care bill is one of them, but you can go through the budget and find a dozen, maybe two dozen, maybe 100 programs that overlap, that are wasteful, and many of them are aimed at taking the government's money and pushing a cause. Bush did it with his the faith-based initiatives. That's wrong, clearly wrong. Now, you may think, oh, it's great because I believe George Bush was the greatest, but it isn't right. It's just plain wrong. And that, in this circumstance, perhaps becomes a whole different focus or discussion. But the right wing is guilty of doing lots in the name of what it wants. We have thoughts, we have ideas, we have goals based on our priorities, based on our thinking, based on what we want life to be and what this country, we want this country to look like. The other side, the left side, has the same agenda, not with the same items, but they want to push their point of view. And we have become less likely to understand that because we don't understand what's going on in the government. Basic bottom line stuff. We don't get the civics. We don't get the training in school so that we are not awake as much to the dangers of this kind of stuff going on and continuing. It goes on every day in every way. And this administration is worse than any administration in my lifetime, but not much worse than the Bush administration when it comes to the social engineering. All it really amounts to is big government in your face. More big government, more social and political pushing and pulling, and you lose because you're not as involved in the process as you ought to be. I'm off on a tangent a little bit here, but that's really the social engineering is going on every single moment of your life. Believe me, somebody's trying to now figure out a way to take the government's money and do one thing or another that will cause a change that this person thinks is important. Why? I mean, whether it's light bulbs, excuse me, the way the environmental stuff gets pushed around. That's social engineering. And that money that you pay in taxes is used to push some of that agenda. Is it right? Some of it's a good idea. Some of it's important to pursue, and some of it isn't. But you don't have a choice because these people have now usurped so much power that you are practically powerless. At any rate, food for thought. Think about it. React. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. The countdown continues to focus on these various candidates. This is good, though. Good conversation. This is good to think about some of these things. Maybe conversations that are had on the radio become a substitute for civics lessons, except some of the stuff is so biased right way, one way or the other, although that seems to be changing, too. There's a movement. There's a lot of talk, and maybe we'll spend a minute or two on it during the course of the hour, about the direction of so-called right-wing or left-wing talk radio. Political talk radio seems to be not necessarily losing steam, but isn't finding new listeners. And that's maybe something that it'll all shake out in the wash because it always does. There are a lot of people who think that there should be much more middle-of-the-road fair discussion, and they use Michael Smirkonish as an example of that in terms of a national platform. And what I do later on in the morning after the countdown show is over, perhaps is another example of it. I'm not talking about politics. Smirkonish is, but he takes a different tact with it. It's not all one way or the other. It's intelligent conversation, whereas some of the other stuff that happens on some of these programs is not particularly intelligent. You can tell that by just listening to the input. All right, so I've dropped a few bombs here. Help yourself. 800-510-8255 as we focus on politics. A year and a half out, isn't it amazing? We're spending this much time talking about who wants to run for for president a year and a half from now. It's 16 past the hour.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top!
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
800-510-8255. Radio host Cliff Albert thinks, despite the comments that were made by Newt this weekend, he may just be the right person, the person we need.
So what is it about Newt Gingrich that turns off so many people? Here's a guy who, in just 1 week of being a declared candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, has managed to get ripped by people as far apart from one another politically as they can be. Rush Limbaugh and Bill Maher. Liberal commentators pick on Newt for being a social conservative who has affairs and divorces in his past. Conservative commentators pick on him for being against traditional Republican positions on federal spending and illegal immigration. One thing most can agree on is that Newt Gingrich, an author and professor as well as a politician, is an intelligent and educated guy. But he also is the kind of guy who speaks his mind and doesn't care if people don't like it. That's actually kind of refreshing, though, when you think about it, given all the politicians out there who say what they think their supporters want to hear. No one gives him a chance right now, but maybe Newt Gingrich is who he says he is, a changed man, and we all might be surprised.
All right, what do you think of that analysis? 800-510-8255. Follow our discussions on Facebook. You can start by going to DougStephan.com and clicking on the Facebook logo. Lots of things to listen to there, including past hours of the countdown as well.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
Place.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What does the public want? You, what do you want? What do you want to hear? What do you want to have the country look like? That's a part of what we're shaping up here. As we talk about the candidates, potential candidate Newt Gingrich, a lot of controversy here. Talk host Barry Young and Michelle Larson talk over the reasons they think Newt's campaign is over.
What Gingrich actually did in stumbling and bumbling as he did. I mean, he was basically embracing just another form of Obamacare. He's basically coming along and saying, oh, yeah, everybody has to pay for health care, making there not to have been one shred of difference between his ideas and Obama's ideas, and he wants to be the conservative, but you went further.
He calls it a version of the mandate.
Right.
Still a mandate.
But you went further. You said he threw Paul Ryan under the bus.
He threw Paul Ryan under the bus. Here's a guy, a young guy, who's really on fire at this moment and paddling upstream a bit because he's got this budget plan, right? Medicare will have to be revamped for somebody, say, all right. It's not going to happen
right.
The way we thought it was going to happen.
The money's not there.
The money's not there now. We have to save this thing, and so he's got a new plan.
Let me interrupt. Wait a second. For those who don't know, there's a lot of people out there who are not political wonks. Take just 20 seconds to tell everybody who and what Paul Ryan is and why it's important.
Paul Ryan is the budget director in the House.
He's
from Wisconsin.
He's a congressman.
Congressman okay. From Wisconsin. He is the budget director. He has come up with this budget plan that would touch the third rail, if you will, entitlements, because they have to be touched, because there just isn't any money there. Anybody over 55 and over, wouldn't be affected one little bit. We've made promises. We're going to keep those promises. But anybody under 55 will be affected, and there'll be a new system. There'll be probably a voucher system administered by the states. This is the way Congressman Ryan sees this plan to be put into place.
But Gingrich sees it just another version of Obamacare, as it turns out.
Well, Gingrich's plan is kind of another version of Obamacare.
Right.
But what he is saying is that goes too far. The plan goes too far. And that he actually made the statement on Meet the Press that he was no more in favor of far right wing ideology than he was of far left wing. Well, what did they call it? He called it social engineering.
Yeah.
It was an awful, awful thing to do.
So after having thrown Paul Ryan under the bus, and again, kudos to you because you're the first to bring it up, Rush Limbaugh echoed it on his show yesterday. But then we've got video. We got video of this has not gone unnoticed by the electorate. Here's Newt Gingrich. He's in Dubuque, Iowa. He's just walking along going to go speak, and a very polite, nice citizen steps out in the way. Listen to this.
Gingrich, what you just did to Paul Ryan is unforgivable.
I didn't do anything to Paul Ryan.
Yes, you did. You undercut him and his allies in the House.
No,
you're an embarrassment to our party.
I'm sorry you feel it.
Why don't you get out before you make a bigger fool of yourself?
It's a little harsh.
Why? How polite, though?
Very polite.
Not certainly
screaming and yelling.
Not uncivil. That was very civil. No. Why don't you get out before you make a bigger fool of yourself?
Well, what this guy is trying to say, and I didn't finish about the Ryan deal. I think there was a reason he backed up over Ryan after he ran over him the first time. I think Newt Gingrich sees Paul Ryan, Congressman Ryan, as a threat. This guy's gaining steam and popularity all over the place. He's brave. He's courageous. He's taking on things nobody wants to take on. I think he sees him as a threat.
I think
his statement was deliberate.
I think I see Newt Gingrich as a threat. And I think that we as conservatives need to do everything we can to make sure that by the end of the week, end of the month, tops, that Gingrich is down there on the beach with Donald Trump, who fired himself, and Mike Huckabee, who doesn't want to run, and let them all sip pina coladas together by the end of the week. That's my prediction. I'm hoping, if not the end of the week, soon.
All right, so there's Barry Young, who is, by the way, Kim Komando's husband, if you didn't know that, a talk host in Phoenix. I don't know much about Michelle Larson, but their banter is pretty predictable. Of course, they had this stuff on their program, and Rush Limbaugh listens to their program every day and got what he was talking about by listening to them. All right, there we go. That's the more. Here we are. I'm important. Please listen to me. 800-510-8255. All right, so you've heard a lot of this about Gingrich. We'll talk a little about Trump in a few moments as we continue on the countdown.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipes section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together. Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begon Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begon Max.
And the GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from Fear of Falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access, built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for Boomers and Beyond.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible when you order three of any qualified pack. You will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Said he's not running, even though he said he would have won and could have helped the country.
Yeah.
He said he wasn't running because his real passion is business. So in other words, when it came down to helping the country or just helping himself, gonna go with himself. Yeah!
There's Jay Leno with a focus on obviously Donald Trump's in-and-out attitude toward running for president. And let's spend a minute on that before we take some of your calls at 800-510-8255 about the pool, the people in the pool, the people out of the pool, the people who should stay in the pool, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Most of the discussion has been about Gingrich and has been about the fate of Donald Trump. I will tell you, as you know, this program surveys, listens to a lot of the important talk hosts and talk programming on 40, 45 different stations around the country. So I get a pretty good feel about what, at least in terms of news talk and political talk radio, what the essence is of what most people in this format are talking about. And that's really what we're reviewing here, including the program hosted by Pat Campbell, who here talks to T.J. Walker about Donald Trump. Walker from the left. And the speculation is whether or not his interest in running for president was anything other than a publicity stunt.
I always felt that this was a publicity stunt, and it's not because I've got any great insight or anything, but just knowing Trump, knowing a lot of his skeletons, plus there was also something that I noticed that led me to believe that people like Huckabee weren't running for office and Sarah Palin. You know, when Roger Ailes over at Fox decided to put Gingrich and Santorum out, he canceled their contracts or put them on hold because these guys are really running for president. Well, Newt, maybe not for so long. And that didn't happen with Palin and Huckabee, which led people to believe that they're not going to be throwing their hats into the ring. By the same token, when we get back to Trump, if he was really serious about this, there's probably a good chance that NBC would have cut its ties with him, but didn't. So walk me through the whole process here and how especially the mainstream media got duped into believing that this guy was, well, semi-serious about this.
Well, I think Donald Trump shows that a lot of people in PR and a lot of people in my field of media training don't really know what they're talking about, because we always tell people, never lie to the media. It will always come back to haunt you. Trump shows that's not true. He shows that if you just lie big enough, often enough, with a big enough smile on your face, not only will the media not punish you, they'll reward you. They'll treat you like a serious presidential candidate. They'll give you your own TV show and $50 million a year. And he just shows if you're willing to just spin your BS long enough and hard enough and never back down and never show a single ounce of humility or shame, you can fool the media into thinking anything.
You know, we had a lot of fun with him here in Talk Radio Land. Of course, he, you know, with the birther issue, it appears, and of course you'll have people disagreeing with this, that he got the president to do what nobody else could do, and that was release his long-term birth certificate, long-form birth certificate. But he also, you know, he was out there with people like George Stephanopoulos, you know, supposedly a legitimate reporter over at ABC, you know, saying that, well, I've sent private detectives over there, and they've discovered things, and, you know, well, I'll let you know when I'm going to let you know kind of stuff. It sounds like that was all a big poker bluff at this point.
Well, anyone who's really done some digging around with Trump realizes that he just sort of makes stuff up as he goes along. I mean, you don't have to be an investigative reporter to see that, you know, in certain speeches, Donald Trump says, well, you know, 10 years ago I had negative net worth. And then you go back to that year and you see reporters from Forbes, which, you know, full disclosure, I'm a columnist for Forbes.com. And in Forbes, they talk about how he lobbied them to get him on, saying he was worth billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take an investigative genius to see this guy routinely talks out of both sides of his mouth. He will do anything for publicity. You know, this is the third time he's talked about running for president.
Right.
And each time, we fall for it.
We fall for it? Who's we, Kemosabe? That's the T.J. Walker, former talk host turned... guest columnist, opinionizer, which is what talk radio is full of, lots of people with lots of opinions. So what do you think? What news have you gotten out of all of this? And I'm listening to this stuff for the last half hour. I don't hear anything much new. 800-510-8255. The focus is on Newt and on Donald and on the people like Huckabee and Sarah Palin, who, according to many people, were never serious candidates. Here's Cindy Crawford now backing Mitt Romney, according to The Hill. Does that make you want to vote for Mitt Romney? What makes you want to support whoever is out there? Mitt Romney's nothing new and nothing special from my point of view as a Massachusetts resident. 800-510-8255. Not that I think he was actually not a bad governor. I think that the whole controversy about Mormonism and what that leads you to is something that troubles a lot of people in this country, and maybe for good reason. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Maggie is on the east coast of Florida with thoughts or two or three. Go ahead, Maggie.
Well, I have thoughts on the Ryan financial plan. I mean, that is the Republicans. They cannot give up the ideas of a certain group. They want to repeal FDR, and it's never going to happen. They shouldn't have been so dumb as to put that up for a vote. It wasn't even a legislative vote.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
They are never going to change Medicare because the middle class wants it. No matter what they say,
well,
they won't vote against it.
At some point in time, Medicare, the way that it's constructed at the moment, is not going to survive because it can't survive because the country can't survive doing things the way they're doing now. But that isn't just the case with Medicare. That's the case with lots of other social programs that have come into place. And you're right. Medicare in some way, shape, or form survives because that's what people expect to have available when they're 65. But there are a lot of other things that will not survive because they can't if you want the country to survive. It's either you, the individual, or the country in general. That's really what it's going to come down to, because people who have been in charge since the time of FDR, and maybe a long time before that, have had their pet peeves. It was what I was talking about before, socially manipulating the circumstances and using the money that they have at their disposal to do things they think are good.
Why if they had spent a few years, when Obama came in, spent 3 years taking the waste, fraud, and abuse out of it and leave it there.
Well, that's the question that everybody should have, and that's the question you should have. The guy who stepped in front of Newt Gingrich the other day to ask him about Ryan and how embarrassing it was, you know, that's swell. But somebody ought to step in front of all of these politicians with either a microphone or a camera or one of these, one of the phones that you can put it up and say, okay, what do you say about this? And get everybody who's there running for your vote on the record as to waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, which is the biggest problem we have across the board in this country.
Well, it is, and no, everybody wants to talk terms. Republicans call it socialism. I don't care what they call it. People are not going to voluntarily give up Medicare.
No, because it's money that they're getting from other people, not necessarily from themselves. It's other people's money, and we all love to spend other people's money. Maggie, thank you for your thoughts. Keith is in Lincoln, Kansas. Go ahead, Keith. You're next up on the countdown.
Yeah, my dream team keeps changing. It used to be Herman Cain and Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, but that changes around. Now Herman Cain, I think Michelle Bachmann's going to come on strong, yeah. And you're going to see Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Tim Pawlenty.
Well, what you're hearing and what you're seeing, Keith, is the reaction, the overcooking of things, the reaction. Michelle Bachmann represents something that a lot of people find as anathema, and so does Ron Paul. Some things that they have said or they stand for just aren't in the mainstream. The other side of it is things have gotten so bad on one side that the extremists on the other side have credibility. And that's really that's a problem. I don't know why more people are not talking about Herman Cain. I hear a lot of people calling this program talking about him. But part of it is maybe it's too early because a lot of people say, well, why are we interested in the 2012 election? It's May of 2011. So who knows who'll shake out over the process's time period, which is between now and primary time earlier next year.
Well, what I see too also, he's the only black president, and it is black and white. He's going to be a black running for president against Obama, and he's going to get a lot of the black vote that is conservative. He's going to get a lot of Hispanics that are fed up with it. He's going to get a lot of moderates that are and independents that are fed up with it. And what he's going to have to do, he's going to have to preach unemployment, Obamacare, higher taxes, bigger government, secure the border. He's just going to have to attack, and he's going to have to tell them that he's a businessman, no earmarks, quit spending other people's money, quit growing the government. And he had a good idea, like, for example, Boeing going over to South Carolina. We in Kansas, we have a right-to-work state. This is huge when you get off the union and the right-to-work state. Boeing will work good in South Carolina.
Yeah. All right, sir. Appreciate your input. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. Dave in Nashville with a focus back to Newt Gingrich.
Right now, I don't believe most Americans are as aware, certainly as I am, of how perilously close to the edge of a financial cliff we're about ready to fall off of. You know, our debt is now up to 100% of our GDP, which is right where Greece and Portugal and Ireland were, you know, when their economies collapsed. At Newt Gingrich, I mean, I followed the man's career from the very beginning. He truly is the Metternich of American politics. He's one of our best and brightest. The man has a proven record. He balanced the federal budget. He led the revolution of 94. He got welfare reform passed, which until Obama and all the Democrats took over was very effective and kept the budget, you know, close to being balanced. He's a proven producer. We need confidence right now, and we don't have that in the White House.
Yeah. Well, would the news media be happy co-conspirators here to twist and turn all of this stuff around? Eileen is in Oregon. This is a KUGN. Let's have a quick call from you, Eileen.
No, I couldn't vote for Newt Gingrich. I think he's too much. I don't think he's stupid. I think he's a very bright man, but I don't trust him, and I do think he's a hypocrite. If I voted for a Republican, and I'm not too sure about that, I would probably pick Romney because he at least has a moral foundation. And I think that's one of the most important things we need right now is a large dose of morality.
Arnold and Maria up next on the countdown. Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Thomas Jefferson once wrote, "The price of freedom is eternal vigilance." All over the world today, people are fighting for their freedom, to pursue their dreams, to live without oppression and tyranny, to protest openly for their beliefs. At the Washington Examiner, we know that freedom isn't free. That's why we celebrate freedom every day. Join us at WashingtonExaminer.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're going to get some savings. Savings.
Much
savings.
Better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Bumblebee Solid White Tuna for 77 cents and L'Oreal Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
All right, here's Kieran Chetry talking to a correspondent about Arnold Schwarzenegger fathering a child with a member of his household staff.
When the couple announced that they would be splitting and living separately, but they didn't say they'd be divorcing, already then questions were being raised and tongues were wagging about why now, and I guess now we have the answer.
Yeah, absolutely, Christine. It's hard to believe that Schwarzenegger could become even more controversial after his two terms as California governor than he was during, but he has. The Los Angeles Times reporting that before he ran for office in 2003, Schwarzenegger fathered a child with a member of his household staff. According to a statement he gave the paper, quote, "After leaving the governor's office, I told my wife about this event, which occurred over a decade ago. I understand and deserve the feelings of anger and disappointment among my friends and family. There are no excuses, and I take full responsibility for the hurt I have caused. I have apologized to Maria, my children, and my family. I am truly sorry." Now, of course, it was only a week ago that Schwarzenegger and his wife, Maria Shriver, announced they had separated after 25 years of marriage. Then they said in a joint statement, "At this time, we are living apart while we work on the future of our relationship." That relationship was clearly strained during Schwarzenegger's run for governor when several women came forward and claimed the actor groped them. Schwarzenegger then apologized, and Shriver stood by her husband. The so-called governor took office amid promises of reforming California's notoriously gridlocked government. But when he left, there were record budget deficits and low approval ratings.
What does that got to do one with the other? I love So he fathered a child. That's not necessarily something that's funny. It's a typical. I mean, it's, I think it's Arnold's rap. That's what it is. But what's that got to do with? I mean, one's to, that's what they call the zinger at the end to give him a little one more shot. Okay, low approval ratings, miserable budgets. Okay, what's the one got to do with the other? Would be my question. More on Arnold and Maria, 51 after on the countdown.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Place. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And there sure is a lot of buzz on the situation that exists between Arnold Schwarzenegger and his wife, almost now, I guess we could say former wife. There's a divorce. There certainly will be a divorce here. Maria Shriver moving out. Here hosts Ian and Marjorie talk about the news of the two of them as it comes out. Differing reports on the details of the affair, the fathering of the child, and the general hubbub about him. Hopefully without some comment from some Jerkelberg host. And his approval ratings are terrible because he left a big budget deficit. I think one hasn't got anything to do with the other one. But this is quite a scandal. And because Schwarzenegger has been so popular over the years, a lot of people are talking about it.
We're trying to put this together as it comes out on the Arnold Schwarzenegger-Maria Shriver split.
Right.
We have questions and not a lot of answers. We know this. They've been married for 25 years. They recently announced their separation. According to the Los Angeles Times, and I am quoting, Maria Shriver moved out of the couple's shared Brentwood mansion after Schwarzenegger learned he had a child with a member of their household staff over a decade ago.
So it's not somebody that still was working for them.
Well, that's what somebody's reporting, but that's not what everybody's reporting. Here's another version of that story according to People magazine. Okay, this is the one I'm going with.
Okay, let's go with People.
Okay, so according to People magazine, there are a couple of big twists this morning in the release of this information.
Okay.
The LA Times reported that the couple separated after Shriver was informed that her husband and a longtime female member of their household staff had a child together more than a decade ago. According to the LA Times, the 25-year-old marriage hit the rocks earlier this year when Maria Shriver moved out of the mansion after Schwarzenegger confirmed the paternity of the child that had previously been suspected. That was a report that I got from somebody that there'd been a question about this. He had always denied it. Now he's confirmed the paternity. The employee had retired in January after 20 years with the family.
OMG.
Yeah, there you go. And you can throw in the freaky part. So the couple had, so the employee had been with them until January, until they
left. January of this year?
This year.
Oh, that's when it exploded. And that's when she moved out.
This goes back to the fact that this was his personal secretary. This had been the allegation back, I think, in 2001 or 2002 from the National Enquirer. They had been pointing the finger at a woman then that had been denied. Well, now, in a statement to the newspaper, Arnold Schwarzenegger said, after leaving the governor's office, I told my wife about this event, which occurred over a decade ago. I understand and deserve the feelings of anger and disappointment among my friends and family. There are no excuses, and I take full responsibility for the hurt I have caused. I have apologized to Maria, my children, and my family. I am truly sorry. I ask that the media respect my wife and children through this extremely difficult time. While I deserve your attention and criticism, my family does not. Who would criticize Maria Shriver or the kids?
Right.
I mean, I hope he's not saying that as like a way of using them as a shield.
Or as a way to make himself sound more gallant.
Yes, exactly. Like he's going to protect them during this
right.
difficult time that
not
he created
so
for them.
Not so much.
All right. All right. Now, that is an example of some of the conversation that's appearing more and more on some of your favorite radio stations and with some of the focus on the hyper-partisanship and the decline in listeners. People are saying in surveys that folks listening to conversational programs want what they call, quote-unquote, honest talk from hosts, a more civil conversation that would add value to the political debate. Do you see that as something that you want to hear? We all know who the hosts are, who are far right or far left. There's new evidence to suggest that there's a demand for something different than this kind of partisanship in the world of conversation radio, issue-oriented talk radio, political media, if you will. The contrast, are there people that you're listening to? This is sort of food for thought and puts a stamp on what I was saying about 40 or 45 minutes ago in this hour of the countdown. The pioneering radio hosts like Rush Limbaugh that have had so much impact, done so well. There are people who will, at a certain level, that have been ditto heads, if you will, forever. It's not just about Limbaugh, it's about local hosts as well. And the yoke that are angry. They parrot the same conversational talking points over and over again. That stuff is slipping away with certain people, and I'm just reporting on that because I'm reporting on what's going on in the world of talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and I'm Doug Stephan.